Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this non-stop flight-free podcast service. Our flight time will be roughly 20 minutes. Please make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright position and that your seat belt is correctly fastened. But no need to set your mobile devices to airplane mode, that can stay off. We've been cleared to take off, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this flight-free podcast.
February half term is a great time for skiing, and it's also a great time to be ill, so please forgive my voice. If you're one of those people heading off for a ski trip, you might be thinking about which flight to take, but have you considered taking the train? Daniel Elkin has been hitting the slopes by train for over a decade, and he set up the website Snow Carbon to help other people do the same.
When I first started skiing, I didn't have a clue about how you get to the Alps. I just was going with some friends. They said, turn up at Gatwick at 5 a.m. So I did, and there was thousands of people looking really grumpy, shuffling through queues. And I thought it would be a quick journey, because it's only kind of a 90-minute flight. And the whole journey must have taken about 10 hours. I was like, this is ridiculous. I mean, how can something take that long? You're only going to Europe. So the next time I went skiing, I thought, well, it can't take that long this time. But it did. And just when we were approaching the resort on the coach from the airport, finally, I looked down the valley and I saw this kind of glinting bit of metal, which I realised was a railway track. And I thought, wow, maybe it would have been possible to get here by train. But no one in the resort seemed to know how long it would take. And when I got back home, I went in my loft and I found an old European rail timetable from an Interrail trip and looked up the journey and saw that it was only one Eurostar and then a TGV train to get to this resort in Italy. And it looked like it would have taken about the same time as we'd spent flying.
In our modern society, the default is to fly, so it doesn't even cross our minds that we can travel by other means. Everything is skewed towards that flight when we book holidays, from adverts to the booking systems to the information given to you by your package provider. This all contributes to the social norm to fly, which is what we're challenging with the Flight Free 2020 campaign. The Interrail map had shown Daniel that train was an option and had inspired him to start organising ski trips by train for him and his mates. But finding out how to book the journey was the difficult part. Nothing was joined up. That's what led him to setting up the website Snow Carbon, a guide to how to travel to the ski resorts by train, www.snowcarbon.co.uk.
I set up the website 10 years ago, but I'd been writing about how to travel to ski resorts by train and where you'd get to for about 5 years before that as a freelance journalist. And I'd been doing all these kind of articles for different newspapers and magazines, but I realised it was always still really difficult to find out. You know, simple things sometimes, like, you know, you might be able to find out how you get to a certain station, but then trying to find the bus timetable from there, or the best way to change station in Paris if you need to. So many different elements that are important to people's journey, and I realised that if you could put this information in one place, make a kind of online guide that's really useful in terms of information, but also really inspiring in terms of showing people what the journeys are like, where you can go, and give, you know, create a place where other skiers can kind of share their experiences. So we have a section on Snow Carbon called Your Stories, where people write into the site to talk about what they thought of the journey. And you always get really kind of useful insights and tips from other people that you wouldn't have been able to give yourself. So it's very much kind of like to create a community feel to it, where it's, you know, by skiers, for skiers, and it evolves, and it's everyone's kind of shared knowledge.
A quick glance at the website reveals there's a whopping carbon saving with each train journey, about 90%. But Daniel quickly found out this wasn't the only benefit. As well as the carbon reduction, travelling overland is just a much better experience than flying.
The initial motivation was environmental, but when we started doing the journeys, I realised how much fun it is just to be with your mates on the train. It becomes part of the holiday. And often you'd be in a resort, and, you know, people talk about what the journey was like, and people will say, how did you get here? And we'll say, we came by train. And they say, yeah, but where did you fly to? And we'll be like, no, we came all the way by train. And you just see this moment of realisation where they're like, what? And then they'd say, like, how long did it take? You'd tell them, And then, you know, like a husband and wife, they nudge each other, go, darling, we need to do that next year. You're like, yes.
Picture the scene. You're on the train with your mates and you've got this huge chunk of time together, relaxing rather than standing in a queue. There's loads of space, especially if you get a table seat. You can play games, have a chat, read, visit the cafe bar, bring bubbles, and all the time this incredible landscape is scrolling past the window. I asked Daniel why else he preferred the experience of train rather than plane.
Meet people, talk to other people, there's a good vibe. When you see kids on board, they're not screaming, they're having a great time, they're engaged in stuff. They're just, it's almost like the train's kind of just rocking them into this state of kind of calmness, which I think, you know, for families, that's fantastic. And every year I go with a big, I organise one whole day for a big group of friends, and not everyone knows each other because it's, you know, friends of friends and stuff. And by the time we've got to the chalet, everyone's bonded and everyone's had a great time. So plane is just one long conveyor belt, stop, start, queuing, baggage, cramped flight, cramped transfer, and really you've got no time to kind of do anything, certainly no time for it to feel like part of the holiday.
Now, back to the environmental impact. The Snow Carbon website talks about taking better care of our planet and minimising our use of fossil fuels and resources. Even though there are many sustainable ways of travelling to the Alps, most skiers fly or drive. So what are the environmental benefits of going by train? And should we even be skiing at all?
So for a journey to the Alps, carbon emissions, a one-way journey by plane, are about 110 kilograms CO2, and by train it's about 12 or 13. So it's about 90% is the kind of average figure for how much you can reduce your carbon emissions. What's quite amazing is that when they've studied the whole carbon emissions of a ski resort, they found that around 57 to 63% of the entire carbon emissions of the ski resort consists of the emissions created by holidaymakers travelling to the resort. So the one thing you can do that transforms the carbon footprint of your ski holiday is to go by train, dwarfing everything else that you do. Anything you do creates emissions, or almost anything. Skiing is an amazing experience for people. I think people need this to stay set. You know, not everyone skis, but it's a fantastic thing for people to get out into nature and be active and do that. And when you think about it, it's, you know, for the pleasure that it gives, it isn't particularly carbon intensive versus other kinds of holidays.
So changing that flight for a train has a huge impact, and there are loads of options for travelling by train. There's the direct ski train from London all the way to the Tarentais region of the French Alps. And for other parts of France and for Austria, Italy or Switzerland, you can travel via Paris, Lille or Brussels and change from the Eurostar to the TGV, which is the French high-speed train. Or you can catch the Alpen Express sleeper train to Austria or the Nightjet sleeper from Cologne. But there's a real challenge here. Many people would say, I'd love to travel by train. It sounds fantastic. But I just can't afford it. The flight is £29. That's irresistible.
There's often an assumption that train travel is going to be a lot more expensive. The truth is, it's not. In many cases, particularly actually at peak dates for families, going by train saves you money. But people don't think, you know, people don't imagine that, so they just assume that the flights are cheaper. So when you travel by train, there are no charges for luggage, there's no charges for skis, you take whatever you want on board, and that's it. So you've got your train ticket plus relatively inexpensive transfer, because the transfers from stations are much shorter. Stations are much closer to the resorts than the airports are. When you travel by plane, as you say, you see, you know, that £29 one-way fare, and it's very enticing. But you go through the system and you add your luggage and you add your skis if you've got them, and you add all the other little things, and then you add the transfer, and suddenly this £29 fare has ratcheted up to a much, much bigger amount. So often people think that they're getting a cheap flight and they come out the other end and the price is not cheap.
So overall, it's either cheaper or close enough, and you're going to have a much better experience. Daniel's really keen to ask us, what is our time worth? However you get there, it's going to take all day, so shouldn't you spend your money on something that's going to be enjoyable and do a favour to the planet? But even once we've made that decision, there are still plenty of barriers in the way. Cost-wise, time-wise, it's about the same, and eco-wise, it's way better, but it's still pretty impossible to book.
Very often, there's just an assumption in the ski industry that people are going to fly. So you read articles, you see websites, you talk to tour operators who only talk about where the nearest airport is. No suggestion of the train. So people are being primed all the time to think in terms of flying, and that has to change. It's absolutely vital that ski resorts, accommodations, tour operators communicate for every holiday, for every destination, at least where the train station is, links from the train station to the resort. What is also crucial is that the train companies make it much easier for tour operators to include rail as part of the package. At the moment, the policies of train companies is pretty unfriendly towards the trade. And there are loads of tour operators that would love to be promoting train travel. It makes lots of sense for them, not just environmentally, but in terms of enabling guests to have a lovely journey.
So how about us as consumers? Can we drive this change, this demand for lower carbon modes of transport? It seems recently the conversation is really starting to shift away from air travel, and awareness of the carbon impact from aviation has really gone up. What needs to happen now in order to make the most of this?
Over the past year, I've seen a real transformation in the reasons that people give for wanting to go by train. And the train has always made sense from a, you know, from a practical point of view, from an experience point of view. But now people are talking about how they don't want to fly anymore, and the environment is a big motivation. And I think that gives great hope. But the supply of the available trains, train tickets, can't meet the number of skiers that will want to go by train unless the industry, train companies, etc., get together, get the logistics sorted out, get more trains running, and make it easier for people to book. And demand by consumers is an absolutely vital part of the picture. But we haven't got time to wait for consumer pressure to make the changes that people need. There's got to be action from government. There's got to be action from industry. There's got to be players getting very proactive and saying, the system's broken. The system needs to change. We know that lots of people want to travel this way, and lots more would if they were given the options, shown the options easily. So it's all about proactivity. It's not about waiting for, you know, in quotes, the market to change things, because it just doesn't work that way. That's not quick enough, not in the timescale that we've got in terms of the environmental challenges.
One of our favourite parts of the Snow Carbon website is the video of the race to the Alps, a Top Gear-style experiment to see if what Daniel says about travelling by train is really true. It's a great watch, so here's Daniel explaining what it's all about.
I've been in so many conversations with skiers who can't imagine that you can get to the slopes as quickly by train as you can by plane. And I thought, you know, what's the best way of actually showing this? So I challenged a fellow ski journalist, Neil English, to a race. We decided the destination would be the hot tub of a chalet in Merivale. And we both set out from London at the same time. I was going by Eurostar to Paris and then a TGV to the Alps. He was flying from Gatwick to Geneva. And we modelled it on a kind of, you know, Top Gear style race. We had conversations where we were kind of calling each other to find out where the other person was, did that all in real time. He absolutely thought he was going to smash it. In the end, there was 35 minutes between us and a very, very different journey. You know, I think it really showed a kind of, frustration. He played a brilliant kind of Jeremy Clarkson character. And, all his frustration at the amount of time these different things take while I was kind of like chilling with a bottle of wine and a good book on the train.
And there we have it. A thorough examination of a ski journey by train, which versus plane comes out on top pretty much every time. It's been brilliant hearing Daniel's expertise, and we hope it's inspired you to get booking that train next time you head off on your ski holiday. You can find out more at www.snowcarbon.co.uk, which has all those things Daniel talked about, including a ticketing tool to help you book and stories from fellow skiers. Top tips are to start your planning early so you really know what you're doing and you can take advantage of the best fares. You can also find relevant information on the website seat61.com, and there's also the website Ski Flight Free. Daniel's personal recommendation is to get a rail map of Europe and put it up on the wall. They're beautiful and inspiring, and it makes a great present. Thanks again to Daniel, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the seatbelt sign indicates we're coming to the end of our journey. Don't forget to take your duty-free items with you. We have some excellent tweets and inspiring Instagram posts at FlightFree2020. Or how about our Facebook page, FlightFree UK? And our website is always available, www.flightfree.co.uk. We've been clear to land, so on behalf of the Flight Free podcast service, I'd like to thank you for joining us, and we look forward to welcoming you on board again next month.